This is Wade Reske with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Yellow Jacket protests, sometimes including violent clashes with police, continued for the second week in France over fuel taxes. There were 8,000 protesters on the Champs d'Elysées, the main boulevard in Paris, and nearly 106,000 nationally protesting, with 130 arrests nationwide, according to the French Interior Department. Protests in March have been going on for over a week in Haiti to protest corruption and economic woes. In Greece, an online petition has been launched to protest the 10-year sentence of a 53-year-old cleaning woman who was imprisoned for falsifying her primary school diploma from 5 to 6 years to get a public sector job. The Prime Minister and others have criticized the court as well. 11 women have sued the FBI for gender discrimination and hiring agents at its training academy. A federal judge issued a permanent injunction blocking a Mississippi ban on abortions after 15 weeks, which also scuttled a Louisiana law with the same language that would have been triggered if Mississippi statute had been declared legal. At least 30 states now regulate the use of lead bullets, which can poison wildlife and taint meat, though some hunters continue to resist switching to copper. In the 2016 fiscal year, almost 10,000 people died while awaiting an appeal decision from Social Security Disability Insurance, according to the Social Security Administration. The Irish are debating a proposal to restore birthright citizenship, which has the support of 71% of the public. Only 1 in 200 neighborhoods housed no black residents in 2018, compared to 1 in 5 in the 1960s. But 7 of the 21 hyper-segregated metro areas are in the South. 58.5% of black Americans now reside in majority non-black areas, but 20% of the decline in segregation reflects the emptying out of black urban ghettos. Despite the good economy in Australia, Aboriginals live a decade less than others, with infant mortality twice as high, 11 times the kidney failure, and twice the hospitalization rate for circulatory problems, among other issues. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.